Now, boys and girls, our text today actually comes from the chapter we read. So we're all going to read it together. It's a very familiar one. It's found in verse 6 of Matthew 28, and it's found elsewhere in the Gospels. It's the word of the angel to the women who came to seek the Lord Jesus and didn't find him. And it's verse 6 of 28. It begins with the words, "He is not here." And it ends with the words, "Where the Lord lay." It's not really a big, long verse, so we'll all read it together, and I have a few simple things to say about it. Are we ready? Matthew 28, 6, one of the great familiar words of Scripture. Are we ready? "He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay." Perhaps no one has had as many different things said about them as the Lord Jesus Christ. Down through the years since the Lord Jesus died and rose, people have been saying so many different things that sometimes, if you're not careful, you can get mixed up. I used to, until maybe last month, get a book list that came into my study every month. Every new month that came, I got a new list of books. And sure enough, almost every month in that list, there was a book about the Lord Jesus. Somebody was saying something different about him. And sometimes the advertisement would run like this: "This person has found out the truth about Jesus. And if you just read this book, you'll really find out the truth." I used to smile at those advertisements, because every year at least, and perhaps sometimes three or four times in the year, people write books and they say different things about Jesus. But we're going to look this morning at some of the things the Bible says about Jesus. And of course, the first thing we read from Matthew 28 and verse 6. And it says this: "He is not here." That's what the angel said. Do you remember when the women came to find the Lord Jesus dead? They were surprised, and we are sure they were afraid, and later on they were delighted to discover that Jesus wasn't where they expected him to be. They had come to the wrong place. That's what the angel told them. The angel said to them, "You don't find people who are alive in the cemetery. He is not here, he is risen." That was the great news that came to those ladies that first Easter morning. The Saviour wasn't in the tomb, he had risen from the dead. Well, now, as soon as some people heard that, they started to talk about the Lord Jesus, and they started to discuss him. They weren't his friends, they were his enemies. And they didn't like the idea that Jesus had risen from the dead. We'll be thinking about that later on. And so they changed the message just a wee bit. And they said something a little different. They said, "He is nowhere." The disciples have come and they have taken his body away. And they have hidden it. And we can't find it. And now they'll all run about saying that Jesus is risen, but really, he's not alive, he's nowhere. A wee bit different from "he is not here," isn't it? Just one letter, but it makes a great difference. You see, there are people today, boys and girls and men and women, who say, "He's nowhere. Long, long ago he died, and long, long ago his body disappeared, and long, long ago he vanished. And Jesus is nowhere." Of course, he stays on in people's memories. They remember him. And he stays on in the Bible. They read about him. But he's nowhere. The angel said, "He's not here." But his enemies said, "He's nowhere." And then along came a man called Peter. And of course, we all know about Peter. He was a great coward, wasn't he? And he had denied the Lord Jesus. But suddenly, he got some courage given to him and some strength. And he started to preach one day in Jerusalem. And he changed the message again, just a little bit this time. He didn't say, he is not here, and he didn't say, he is nowhere, but Peter pointed up to heaven, and he said, he is now there. He's on the throne. You crucified him, you put him to death, but God raised him from the dead. The angel said, he's not here. His enemies said, he's nowhere. But I'm telling you today, he's now up there. Isn't that a great message? That the Lord Jesus Christ really rose from the dead. He didn't remain in the tomb, but he was seen of people for 40 days. And then one day, and I was on this reputed mountain recently, he rose up from a mountain and he went right into heaven. And Peter said, no, you'll not find his body in the grave. And you can search the whole world looking for him. He is now up there. But you know, you and I have something to say about Jesus this morning, boys and girls and men and women. We haven't the angel's message because that was a special one for him. He is not here. We wouldn't say with the enemies of the Lord Jesus, he is nowhere. We can say with Peter, he is now there. But I think we can say even something maybe a wee bit better this morning. We can say, he is now here. He's in our hearts and he's in our lives. And the wee chorus says, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. Lives within my heart. Said the angels, he's not here. Said his enemies, he's nowhere. Said Peter, he's now there. And you and I say this morning, don't we? He is now here. He's right in my heart. He is in heaven, but by his Spirit he lives with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way.